أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. In the previous ayah, the beginning of the surah, Allah made the criteria of people becoming successful, that is bringing iman on Allah Ta'ala and doing righteous deeds and serving the cause of deen. And on the other hand, those people become unsuccessful who oppose the truth, do not accept it, and they put blockages in people accepting the truth. So Allah Ta'ala now calls upon the believers that they must support the cause of deen. We must have iman, do righteous deeds, and also a requisite for Allah's help is to help the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And that is basically that we practice upon deen and we bring other people in whichever form possible to also practice upon deen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tansurullah yansurkum. E iman walo, agar tum madad karoge Allah ki, to wo tumhari madad karega. O people of iman, remember that if you help Allah, that is, that if you help the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah's help will come with you. Today, generally, the Muslims, we are not practicing upon deen, forget making effort for deen in whichever way it might be. And then we still expect the help of Allah. Allah has made His help dependent that we support the cause of deen. And if Allah wished to, He could do it Himself. But He wants to test us, that are we sincere that we want deen. And if we are sincere, then we'll make some effort for deen. وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ or جَمَا دَيْغَا تُمْهَارِ پَاؤُمْ. If you will support deen, the cause of deen, then Allah Ta'ala will support you and Allah will make you firm. Wherever you are in the world, Allah will establish you, make you strong, and you will be as a deeni Muslim community, you will be strong. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعَسَلْ لَهُمْ وَضَلَّ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. اور جو لوگ کے منکر ہوئے وہ گرے منہ کے بل اور کھو دیے ان کے کیے کام. However, those people who do not bring iman, do not practice, do not support the cause of deen, in fact they disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala, so destroyed are all the actions and all the amal, whatever they had done. So it is necessary that we do not become a blockage in deen in any way whatsoever. For example, if our son wants to keep a beard, don't stop him from it. Our daughter wants to go in burqa, in parda, don't stop her. The wife, the husband, whatever, don't stop anyone from the causes of deen. Whatever good a person wants to do, let him do. And if not, and we cause blockages, then Allah Ta'ala says that our good deeds will also be nullified by that. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. یہ اس لئے کہ ان کو پسند نہ ہوا جو اتارا اللہ تعالیٰ نے. And this is basically, there is a disease in their heart, and that is they do not love the revelation of Allah Ta'ala. That is, they don't like the commands of Allah Ta'ala. They show a form of hypocrisy. Outwardly, they show they love Islam, but inside the commands of Allah Ta'ala, they do not like. And they don't want people to practice upon the commands of Allah Ta'ala. فَأَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. اور اللہ نے پھر اکارت کر دیئے ان کے کیے کام. And then Allah Ta'ala, whatever good they had done to, that was also destroyed. And the reward of it was removed. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. کیا وہ پھیرے نہیں ملک میں. Again Allah calls upon the people of Makkah that they should have brought iman. Everything what was necessary, every ingredient for them to bring iman, Allah had presented it to them. One of them is, Allah says, is it not they who travel around in the world, that is for their business purposes, they travel to various places to do import and export trade, and on their journeys, فَيَنْذُرُ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِهِمْ. کہ دیکھے کیسا ہوا انجام ان کا جو ان سے پہلے تھے. And then they saw the results of the people who were before, the nations of Ad and Thamud, the nation of Lut, all these things on their journeys they had seen what destruction had come to them, historically the Quran has explained it also, and even amongst the Arabs and the people, it was common talk that these people disobeyed Allah, Allah sent His punishment upon them. And with their eyes, they saw it also, that this destruction is in front of their eyes. دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ حلاق برباد کر لیا اللہ نے ان پر اللہ destroyed them and brought their buildings down upon them and whatever they had built up and which was the source of their great honor and dignity, those very same things Allah Ta'ala brought it down upon them and it destroyed them. وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا اور منکروں کو ملتی رہتی ہے ایسی چیزیں. And this is a common thing that happens to the non-believers. For a while Allah Ta'ala gives them some respite and they shine out in the world and they think they're the lords of the world and they control the world. Then Allah Ta'ala sends His one punishment, whether it's a volcano, earthquake, hurricane, tsunami, whatever, drought, floods, and Allah destroys what all they had built over the years. In one instance Allah Ta'ala destroys it all. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. یہ اس لیے ہے کہ اللہ رفیق ہے ان کا جو یقین لائے, اور یہ کہ جو منکر ہے ان کا رفیق نہیں کوئی. And all this is because Allah is the helper, Allah is the friend of those people who brought iman. And for the kafirs, they've got nobody, no helper, no guide, nobody to support them. And on one occasion, Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was still not a Muslim at that time, he sent a message to the Muslims and they were boasting, Al-Uzza lana wa la Uzza lakum. The great big idol they had, Uzza. We have got Uzza. We have got this big idol. And you people have got no Uzza. You have got no support because you don't believe in the idols. Allah revealed this ayat and said that Allah is our Mawla and you people have got no Mawla. What are you doing with Uzza? Uzza is an idol you made with your own hands. And that idol cannot do anything for itself. What can it do for you? Allah is the one who created us, who controls us, who controls all conditions. And He is for us. And you people have got nobody to support you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَامِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. مقرر اللہ داخل کرے گا ان کو جو یقین لائے اور کیے بھلے کام باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہے نہریں. Undoubtedly, those people Allah Ta'ala will cause to enter, those people who brought iman and who do righteous deeds, in such gardens beneath which there will be rivers flowing. In other words, the great enjoyments of Jannah these people will be getting. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ اور جو لوگ منکر ہے برت رہے ہے. And those people who just believe in Allah, they are enjoying in this world, using the facilities of this world for a little while. وَيَأْكُلُونَ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ الْأَنْعَامُ اور کھاتے ہیں جیسے کہ کھائے چوپائے. And they eat like animals are eating. In other words, they just get up in the morning, we have to earn, we have to do this of this dunya, we have to sleep again. They've got no direction in life. There is no akhirat, there is nothing they are working for. It's only this dunya, just like animals. Gets up in the morning, my stomach is empty, I have to eat. And then it goes to the toilet, sleeps away. Gets up in the morning, works, eats, and sleeps away. This is all what the lives of the non-believers is also. And even if Muslims haven't made their object the akhirat, and our object is this dunya, just to earn this dunya, to build up our empires, etc., make investments, etc., then we are also no different from these. Our object must be daily that we are here for the akhirat, for the pleasure of Allah, to please Allah. We are here to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. وَالنَّارُ مَثْوًا لَهُمْ اور آگ ہے گھر ان کا. And then the final abode where they will go is the fire of Jahannam. وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ هِيَ أَشَدُّ قُوَّةً مِنْ قَرْيَتِكَ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَتْ اور کتنی تھی بستیاں جو زیادہ تھی زور میں اس تیری بستی سے جس سے نکالا تجھ کو. اللہ تعالیٰ says, don't the people of Makkah see how many other nations there were. They were much more stronger than this nation of Mecca, who made you leave Mecca and made you make hijrah to go to Medina Sharif. But don't they see that those nations, the people of Aad, Thamud, how strong nations they were. But Allah had destroyed them. أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ فَلَا نَاصِرَ لَهُمْ ہم نے ان کو غارت کر دیا پھر کوئی نہیں ان کا مددگار. We had destroyed them and then they found that they had no helper whatsoever. So that all people should take heed. What have we got in our hands to save ourselves from Allah's azab? The only thing we should do is please Allah, obey His commandments, listen to Him and become subservient to Him. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَى بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بھلا ایک جو چلتا ہے واضح راستہ پر اپنے رب کے. Think for yourself, that person who walks on the straight path of Allah Ta'ala, a clear, broad, good road that is walking towards Allah, that is the commands of Allah, the deen of Islam. كَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ برابر ہے اس کے جس کو بھلا دیا دکھلا دیا اس کا برا کام. Can he ever be equal to that person that his evil actions have been beautified to him? In other words, he's living a dirty, filthy life, but just outwardly he's putting on some perfume, he's shining himself up, and he's just happy with the outward condition, but inside he has got nothing. Can the two ever be equal? وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ اور چلتے ہیں اپنے خواہشوں پر. And just they are following their own desires, their whims and fancies. People who are slaves of their own gods, their nafs, and they follow whatever their nafs tells them. Can that person ever be equal to the person who follows the commands of Allah and is on the clear path of Islam and the clear path of deen? So in this ayat, Allah exhorts us to help the cause of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. On that is dependent Allah Ta'ala's help. Allah will make you an established community and nation on that case, in that case. But if we do not have any time for deen, and we even haven't got time for our own islah and correcting our own lives, then we are like the non-believers who live just for this dunya, and there is destruction for such people in this dunya also, in the akhirat as well. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا